This is Season 11, Episode 2. This episode, we will focus on how to collect and structure past customer replies to train a custom GPT. You will learn how to gather historical email responses by common patterns, clean the data, and organize it into a structured format that an AI model can use. By the end of this episode, you will have a clear understanding of how to prepare your customer support data for automation. If you want to generate accurate and helpful responses, it needs a strong foundation of real-world data. AI learns best. When it takes examples Torference. If your business has been handling customer inquiries for a while, you already have valuable training material in the form of emails, chat logs, and paste responses. Instead of starting from scratch, you can use this data to make your AI assistant more effective from the beginning. Let's go through the step-by-step process of preparing this data for training a custom GPT. Step on collecting past customer replies. The first step is to gather all existing customer interactions. These could be emails from customers and your REPL, IS live chat logs from customer support systems, frequently asked questions and answers from your website internal documents with product explanations or troubleshooting guides. To start, go through your email inbox and export past customer conversations. If you use a customer support system like Zendeskum or HubSpot, download chat logs or support ticket responses. Look for conversations where the same types of questions appear repeatedly. Step 2, identifying common questions and patterns. Once you have gathered the data, it is time to analyze. Zen categorized the most frequent types of customer inquiries. Some common categories include product specifications, customers asking for size, weight, features, compatibility, or technical details, pricing and quotations requests for price estimate, discounts, or payment terms, product recommendations, customers asking which product is best for specific use case, shipping and policies, questions about delivery times, returns and refunds, troubleshooting and support requests for help with installations, setup, or fixing issues. Go through at least 50 past customer inquiries and group them into categories. You will start to see patterns in the way customers ask questions and how your business responds. This will help you structure your AI training data more effectively. Step 3, cleaning and standardizing your responses. AI performs best when training data is clean and consistent. To make your responses useful for training, follow these steps. Remove any sensitive customer information like names, emails, or order numbers. Rephrase or repetitive responses to maintain clarity. AI does know T need identical responses copied multiple times. Ensure uniform tone and style so the AI generated replies feel professional and consistent with your brand. Simplify language where needed. AI should generate responses that are easy for customers to understand. For example, if your previous email replies vary into like one email says thank you for reaching out, our product has a battery life of 10 hours and charges in 10 minutes. Another email says the battery lasts 10 hours and charging time is 1.5 hours. Standardizing responses E ensures that AI learns a clear and professional way to reply. You might rewrite both responses into one consistent format. Final training response, our product features a battery life of 10 hours and fully charges in 90 minutes. Step 4, structuring the data for AI training. Once your responses are cleaned and categorized, they need to be formatted in a structured way that AI can understand. The best format depends on how you plant house your custom GPT. One effective format is a question-answer pair system, such as customer question. What are the dimensions? So for your product response, the dimensions of our product are 15 centimeter by 10 centimeter by 5 centimeter. Customer question, can a GD discount of a buy in bulk air response? We offer discounts for bulk orders. Please contact our sales team for a custom quote. This structured format allows AI to match new customer queries with the correct response. For more complex use cases, you might store product information in a structured databases, such as product name, XEZ model 2000, battery life 10 hours, charging time 90 minutes, weight 1.2 kilodream. When a customer asks for details about this product, the AI pulls the information from the structured database rather than relying on pre-written answers. Step 5, storing and organizing data for future updates. Your custom GP should always have access to up-to-date information. This means storing your training data in a centralized document or database that can be updated regularly. Here are a few ways to organize your data for long-term use: spreadsheets, use Google Sheets or Excel to store structured question-answer pairs and product details. Knowledge bases, use platforms like Notion, Confluence, or an internal fax system. AI-ready data files, store JSON or CSV files that can be referenced by the custom VOC, GPT, whichever method you choose. Keeping the data updated ensures your AI assistant always provides the most accurate responses. Key takeaways from this episode: AI learns best from past customer interactions. Collecting historical email replies and chat logs provides a strong foundation for training. Identifying common customer inquiries helps structure responses so AI can generate more accurate answers. Cleaning and standardizing responses ensures consistency in AI-generated replies. Structuring data in a clear question-answer format improves AI training and helps match the right response to each query. Regularly updating the AI training database ensures long-term accuracy. Your action step for today: start collecting at least 50 past customer inquiries. Group them into categories like pricing, product details, recommendations, and support. Review your past responses and begin standardizing them into a consistent format that can be used to train your AI assistant. In the next episode, we will focus on how to create a custom GPT using OpenAI's tools and integrate your structured data fast or accurate customer responses.